Plastic really is ubiquitous, but for almost as long as plastics have been around, there's been the question of what to do with them after they're used. Less than 9% of the plastics generated are recycled in the United States, with the vast majority ending up in landfills or in the environment. And by 2050, the ocean is expected to contain, by weight, more plastics than fish.
That's a lot of fish.
The concept of throwing something away, nothing gets thrown away. There's no away, it's just somewhere else.
How can a global brand who relies on single-use plastics for nearly everything they manufacture end plastic waste? It started with taking responsibility.
Okay, well, if we make it, we have to take it back.
Adidas created a performance shoe made from one material, TPU, without glue, and a revolutionary shoe was born. So we got to work on the marketing campaign. But with no media budget, we knew we had to earn our way into the press. First, we needed a voice who represented our emerging Gen Z target audience. We landed on Willow Smith.
Hi, I'm Willow Smith.
Her significant Instagram following was impressive, but that was just the beginning. We threw a press event in the Brooklyn Navy Yard to announce the launch. Then, we invited 200 strategic influencers with measurable reach who cared about the planet.
Today is about us introducing our next statement of intent, a shoe that was made to be remade.
Each influencer documented the event and posted to their audience to amplify the message. At the event, we dropped the shoes down from the ceiling.
We're giving you these shoes, and we need you to go out and run in them, and we need you to give them back.
The films and photography we produced were supplied in the press kit to the media, and the world took notice. Fast. In 2019, Fast Company, Time, and Forbes listed Loop as one of the top innovations of the year. And this is just the beginning of ending plastic waste. Adidas is learning more and more from this program, with the goal of all of their products being fully recyclable by 2030.